Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be listening. My name is Jake Smith. I am joined today for Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud by CTO and founder of Accelero, Yaniv Roman. Thank you for joining us, Yaniv.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Yaniv, can you tell our listeners a little bit about Accelero, the company's history? Why did you found this company? You've done so much great work in your career. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure, with pleasure. So we founded the company. We're four founders. We founded the company slightly over 3 years ago. And the story began with actually we're three technical people who have been working together for a long time. We've been doing all sorts of different exciting things over the years in the domains of high-performance computing and storage and distributed systems and parallel computation, all sorts of different things. And basically, when we came across the new NVMe protocol coming out and we saw that there were devices starting to come out, we were really excited about the potential of combining that with high-speed networking to transform those devices into something that could be used very efficiently in a data center. We'd been working together before that already, but we decided to basically drop everything else we're doing in order to start Accelero. We looked for a business partner. We found Lior Gal, who's been in sales in the storage domain for about 20 years, and it felt like a perfect match, so we started going from there.
Some of the best technologies ever developed have been developed by tight teams who've been together for a while. So let's really talk about what optimized infrastructure for effective data analytics means, where Accelero is taking the world.
The advent of NVMe basically means that if you put an NVMe device within a machine, you can make that machine really go a whole lot faster. You can speed up all sorts of data analytics and database-oriented applications, data mining, everything to do with data just goes so much faster when you've got a great NVMe device. The problem is, how do you make it work at scale within a data center? How do you transform that island of really, really high performance into something that can be consumed like a central storage? Because central storage has got so many additional services, it's very easy to use it across a wide data center. It provides you operational flexibility. But then if you've got this island of high performance and you want to get decentralized operational flexibility, there's a bridge to gap between the two of them. And we found that we have technological concepts that aren't used in today's storage that could be brought in and to really solve that problem of bridging that gap.
One of the things that I love about your design is you're building this idea of a software-defined latency-free architecture. What does that mean? What does it do when you start to design and think that way in your architectural development?
So think of having, for instance, a huge database of images that you want to then go and use advanced learning techniques or analysis techniques to go and train some artificial intelligence that will be able to do something based upon those images. You want to share that huge database across all your different nodes, and you want to do it latency-free as well. And that's where our software comes in, because we allow you to work latency-free across your entire data center, just as you would it locally on your own machine.
What's the name of that software?
Our software is Accelero NVMesh.
What were some of the design choices that you did with NVMesh that makes it unique to the marketplace?
So I'll touch on two points where we've done something which is radically different than where the market was before we started out. The first thing that we did is most storage products, the way they work is you have a entity that wants to consume the storage, and it goes through the network to some central controller. And then often, if it's a system and not just a single appliance, it'll go through the network again to access the data and then bring the data back through those two hops. Going through two levels is in itself inefficient. The first thing that we did was to cut back on one of those hops, and we did that by moving the intelligence from that mid-level controller into the clients themselves. So we have what we call our intelligent client driver that sits on the same machine that is consuming the storage itself. And by doing that, we've cut back on one of the network hops, and we've made the whole process much, much more efficient from an overall CPU perspective, from an overall power perspective. The second aspect of what we do is when we access that remote device, we have patented technology which allows us to actually access it remotely without using any target site CPU. So we know how to go from that client device that wants to consume the storage, has all the intelligence, and it knows how to reach out through the network and access the data on a remote drive sitting on a different node without using any target site CPU. And that's really what allows us to work in a converged environment as well as one where the storage is disaggregated.
This is really a breakthrough, and you've patented this technology that goes into NVMesh. We're excited about transforming software-defined block storage, obviously, because we've been working with you for some time. So tell us about how Accelero takes advantage of working with Intel.
Obviously, we work with Intel CPUs, our servers, our target devices, our clients. They all work on x86 machines, which are abundant in the market, and we work closely with Intel to make sure that everything we do is optimized for them. We're using things like the ISA libraries to speed up our RAID calculations. And then on the storage aspects of it, we test heavily within our HCL. You can find the primary devices that we use are Intel SSDs. They provide great performance, very, very consistent performance that our customers just love. It's not only actually about latency, it's about having consistent latency. And that's one of the things that we really love about Intel devices. And more recently, Intel launched their SCM device. The drives are called Optane drives. Within them, you have 3D crosspoint technology, and that provides ultra-low latency. It sort of takes the latency, brings it to an even lower level, and that's where our product really shines as well, because we know how to carry that over across the network as well.
Let's talk a little bit about where the future's headed, and what does NVMesh become, and how does it continue to grow and provide tremendous value to the industry?
Our opportunity, or where we bring value going forward, is really as you go into the larger and larger data centers and you want to be able to share your data, make it as applicable as possible across your network, and not really have to worry about where you've placed information. Anywhere you place it, you can make it accessible from anywhere with high performance. That's what we're all about. We really see our software being that primary storage. What this will enable is the future data centers to actually have data flowing very, very freely from place to place and being able to use information from wherever you want to. So what CTOs and CIOs will often find is with high-performance software-defined storage, they can get more access to that data, get more insights into it using data analytics or modern machine intelligence software. There are other areas or other domains, not only analytics, that can make use of this kind of infrastructure, including SCMs, and it ranges from financial applications that are often very, very sensitive to latency, to HPC, of course, high-performance computing, where things are very latency-sensitive. And we found recently that there's a lot of need within the media and entertainment environments as well as they move to 4K and potentially beyond that. That's sort of the vision of where we're going with this.
So for our listeners, what's the best way to find out more information about Accelero?
The best way is actually to go to our website, www.accelero.com. We also have some use cases there of how people are using it to get fit for certain applications that are very, very data intensive. We also have a white paper there with more technical detail. And then from there, it's easy to reach out to us.
Well, Yaniv, it's been my pleasure. So on your behalf and on mine, I would like to thank you for joining us for Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud with CTO and co-founder of Accelero, Yaniv Romem. We wish you a good morning, good afternoon, or good night for wherever you may be listening to our conversation in the cloud.